GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. George in vacation land, I mean Florida, not Maine. Our guest co-host behind the bulletproof glass and spacious Studio 7A. Good morning to you, Miles Thieman. Thanks for getting up. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Rick. It's always a pleasure.
You suggested the WVOMFM.com question of the day. Stay on mic and read the people what's listed under 607 on your agenda as the question of the day. Would you, Mr. Mann?
I'd be happy to. The question of the day is, should other communities adopt the city of Bangor's most recent business restrictions?
Even before you crafted that question yesterday, you going to clear your throat like that on the microphone?
Stop picking on me.
Is this the way the whole morning's going to go, buddy? Oh, my word. Even before town leaders in Brunswick voted last evening to embrace similar restrictions, you crafted that question of the day yesterday.
With a little help from my friends.
You are a prophet. So the city of Bangor, and if you were listening yesterday, you heard the deal. And I want to make a correction. I said it yesterday as well.
Okay.
The news of Bangor's restrictions on businesses to try to contain COVID-19 came down Sunday afternoon.
Right.
Okay. I said yesterday that city leaders got together and voted to do this. They actually didn't vote to do this on Sunday afternoon. They had voted to do this last Thursday, and they gave the authority to the city manager's office to pull the trigger on them. Sunday afternoon, news came out that the assistant city manager, we won't get into that, the assistant city manager pulled the trigger on these restrictions from their news release. In response to the ongoing COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak, the city of Bangor has issued updated emergency regulation with prohibitions on business. And they make the list that you can't be open if you're an auditorium, stadium, arena, yoga studio, indoor cycling studio, music venue, adult entertainment facility. Sorry, I just wanted to pause there for dramatic effect. And they also continue, bars, restaurants, and dine-in facilities must also remain closed to dine-in traffic, but can continue to operate in delivery or takeout fashion. Did you see the news yesterday that the Gagan brothers said, you know what, we're going to shut her all down for a time now. They were open. They were hustling in a good way. But they said, no, we're going to shut her all down. You can't enter the business. And here's the last paragraph. In addition, no other establishment of any kind that sells or provides goods or services are allowed to remain open during the state of emergency, except for establishments that provide necessary goods and services.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
That's the devil's in the details. Okay. What's that? A complete list of the businesses. These regulations, they were made available to us. We went down the list yesterday. Honestly, Miles, if you take a look at the list, you can find an exception maybe for most everybody. Lawyers are still able to go in. You know who can't go in? Let's be honest. You know who can't go in? You know who must close? City of Bangor is saying, bam, you got to close. And the city of Bangor is saying, Joanne Fabric, you got to close. And the city is saying, Hobby Lobby, you got to close. It's really what this amounts to.
Well, yeah, commercial retail establishments.
But now the people that are working there that are hoping for a paycheck are going to be sent home.
They are. Some businesses are paying their employees, which I think is terrific. But
how long can you do that?
Well, you can't do it forever, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know the answer to your question, but, you know, the fact that
you wrote the question of the day.
Thing, oh, I know I wrote it. Now I'm answering it.
So what's your answer?
Oh, I think the city did the right thing. For a short period of time, we'll see.
For a short period of time. Here's the difference between Bangor and Brunswick. Brunswick put their shelter-in-place order and 27 essential restrictions, but it's only in effect for 7 days.
Well,
and then they might extend it beyond that, okay? But what's Bangor done?
Well, they just started it. I don't know if they have an endpoint, but you can change that in a heartbeat.
They'd already set the endpoint. They had already said, we're going to put this in place, and we're even going to carry it for 5 to 7 days after the state level of emergency is lifted. I'm having a difficult time defending Bangor as not overreaching on this. No fault to the assistant city manager, no fault to the city manager, but I just wonder. Yesterday, members of the city leadership, I want to say it was, I think it was Madam Mayor that said, I'm going to paraphrase, yeah, I know we're ahead of the state on this, and we hope the state follows.
Well, a couple months from now, I think most of us would be pleased to say maybe we overreacted a little bit as opposed to we didn't do enough.
Who should we trust in this situation?
Well, that's an excellent question, but I think the city did the right thing. You know, I think common sense prevails here more than anything else. You know, you got to trust the people who you elect to some extent.
Who's the most trustable person in the city, in the state of Maine right now?
Oh, the CDC director.
Dr. Nirav Shah, the director of Maine CDC.
He's the poster child.
Okay. And what did he say on Monday?
Tell us.
This item carried in the Bangor Daily News. Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah told reporters on Monday that the state has considered that kind of shelter-in-place order amid a range of options while reminding Mainers to practice social distancing or leave home as little as possible and act as if the virus is in their communities. He said life has to go on. He also said there were epidemiological reasons why Maine should not be viewed in the same way as more densely populated places, including New York City, where there are shelter-in-place orders. Maine has 43 people per square mile. Portland, its largest city, has 3,100 people by that measure. At the same time, Manhattan has nearly 67,000 people, and that led Shaw to say, quote, Maine is not Manhattan.
Well, of course.
And that there are different considerations in play for state officials.
But there are pockets within the state where the density of the population, I think, justifies the type of action that the city of Bangor and the city of Brunswick did.
Brunswick's a town, by the way.
You don't have to worry about doing this in R2T7. You know, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Squirrels can do whatever they wish in those areas.
Squirrels aren't worried about a business that's being closed, shutting down. Squirrels are still going to be able to find their nuts. The people that are working for Hobby Lobby, the people that are working for Joann Fabric, the people that are working for BAM, the people that are working for the restaurants that are now going to close, and you know how thin their profit margin is. Well, squirrels aren't worried about whether their job will come back.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be flip about this. I mean, those people will absolutely be disadvantaged and they'll suffer because of the shutdowns. But
is it possible that they're going to suffer because of an overreach by 9 people elected to the city of Bangor?
You could make that argument.
It's not an argument. It's just a question.
You could make that. I still think you could take that position. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know what the middle ground is. I still think the city did the right thing. If they're doing it a month from now, then we'll probably we have an issue. But
I tend to agree with Shaw that Maine is not Manhattan, and Bangor and Brunswick are not Boston.
I know, but they are still reasonably densely populated areas.
Where's the trust that people will act reasonably? I mean, we're doing it. We've adopted our own measures downtown, and we're keeping 6 feet distance. And you saw when you came in the room, in spite of the fact you brought me a coffee, and I love you for it, I didn't hug you.
No, I missed.
And you're
hug.
Probably helpful about that. Yeah. Thankful about that too. Shaw went on to say yesterday, "We're thinking about these things. We're thinking about them very intensely, and this is a glimpse of some of the considerations we're keeping in mind as we evaluate this issue."
Wouldn't you rather have local government make those decisions than the state make those decisions?
In this case, Miles Thieman, I take off my glasses to look at you through the bulletproof glass so I can see you clearly and tell you no. Here's why.
Go ahead.
I trust, right now, like many other Mainers, I trust the CDC director, Nirav Shah. I trust Maine Emergency Management. And if there is a concern that Maine is like Manhattan, let it come down at a state level and then have everyone do it. Because, you know what, if I want to do something in Bangor, I'll just go cross the Joshua Chamberlain Bridge and go do it in Brewer. If I'm in Brunswick, I'll go do it in Bath.
That your position flies in the face of what you said earlier. You know,
what did I say earlier?
That it isn't like the rest of the more densely populated areas. So if Lubeck and Machias and Callis don't have those regulations, okay. But
can't people come this close together in Lubeck? Can't people come this close together in Machias as they can in Brewer and Bangor and in Bath and in Brunswick?
Yeah. Well, sure. And they can, you know, run down the street and they can walk on the beach and they can get together with 50 people at their house. But that doesn't mean it's smart. It's they're intelligent. I mean, I jokingly said to you yesterday that people who, you know, violate the order, there ought to be a public flogging. I mean, you know, most people use common sense, but not everybody does.
So everyone has to suffer economically because there are a few covidiots?
Well, you know, there's speed limits on the highways. You know, when if you use that argument, people should be able to drive what they want, except for the 10% of the people who are nuts. So they should. So everybody has to drive 65. I mean, it's a balance. It's a terrible balance. This is unpaved ground, unplowed,
uncharted
ground.
Territory.
There you go.
I'll give you that one. Uncharted territory.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I mean, it is. I mean, there's no handbook for this.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Of the 9 people that are elected to run the city of Bangor, and I don't know how many people are elected to run the town of Brunswick, do you think any of them have the level of education in epidemiological and infectious disease as Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah?
I don't think that the city of Bangor, in that decision, did anything that
you're not
Shah,
answering my question. Well,
you can make that argument about every issue that comes up before the city council.
Come on, George, I'm just asking to answer the question. Do you think any of the elected leaders in these two communities have the level of education and understanding of an infectious disease as Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah?
Of course they don't.
Thank you. So why should they make a decision that's going to threaten the economic livelihood of all of the people who are, most of them are already exhibiting common sense?
No, you got to get your toes back over the edge. Look, the Dr. Shah, the governor, said that this is a decision that should be made by towns.
Where did they say that?
Well,
where did they say that? You show me where that. Where it says that.
In the app, I'm interpolating. In the absence of
that.
A statewide. Oh
no, I
want
to see that.
You got all the research. I'm sitting behind the.
Well, you got a computer.
Glass.
No. I want attribution with assertion. I want. Okay. I want to hear that because because Miles, that would change my argument.
Let me take that back. What, as I understand it, what the governor said and what Dr. Shah said was that they weren't going to order a statewide shelter in place and that those decisions should be left to the communities. That's my interpretation of what they said. And City of Bangor did it. The City of Brunswick did it.
Town,
fine.
Town of Brunswick.
The megalopolis of Lubeck and Machias and Callis haven't done it. I mean, come on, Rick. You know, look, they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. Right? I mean,
which is the bigger dam?
I don't think we understand, and with all due respect to Dr. Shah and the CDC. How this ends,
The magnitude, but the person most positioned to best understand that magnitude is Dr. Shah, and he said Maine is not Manhattan.
I understand Maine's not, God, thank God, that's why we live here, but They also said that this is something that should be up to the towns.
I haven't heard them say that.
Well,
but I want
in the absence of doing it statewide, then it becomes a local issue.
When you're online this morning, vote on the WVOMFM.com question of the day, as suggested by Miles Thiem and our guest co-host.
Who got beat up because of it.
No, you're not getting beat up.
Well, you know.
It's called confrontation through conversation. We're having the debate between you and me.
Good thing there's glass between us.
And I love you for it. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.